What's up, everybody? Welcome to RadCast! It is October. It is not October.
It's not October at all.
Just keeping you on your toes, man. I'm going to make sure, you know, stroke test. That's how I'm going to just call everything stroke test. April 26th is the date, and that is a beautiful date. Why? Because not only is the weather absolutely gorgeous outside, but we have a studio session coming up a little later from Song Dogs. And earlier on in the program, like in a couple minutes or so, we are expecting a special visit from The Strange Heat, which is the new band from James McCreevy, who is the former bassist for Path of Motion. Totally stoked.
Awesome.
They got a show tomorrow. It's their EP release show actually going on at the TLA. And I think they're playing with the great Socio. I'm going to have to double check on that, do a little fact checking. But I do know that their show is indeed at the TLA. So either way, definitely go check that out. They're going to come by and just talk a little bit about their EP that they just released. And, you know, how things have been going on in their camp as far as a band and all that good stuff. So, and we got great new music as usual and some awesome, very exciting things to talk about in our own personal lives that have been going on this last week, man. Like, whew, it's awesome.
You so, want to
start, Josh? No, not at all. Are you kidding me? You were the one performing. Let's get to that.
I guess I will. All right. So last night, Josh approached me like how long ago was it? Probably like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think like 2 weeks,
yeah,
like a week.
Yeah, he was like, "Do you want to play Chaplins? This is happening." And I was like, "I don't know." And he was like, "No, you should totally do it." And I was like, "I don't know." And then I was like, "All right."
And then I pulled a gun out and put it to her head. I was like, "You're going to play this show, man. It's going to happen."
And then I just cried and was like, "Okay, whatever." No, yeah. And so basically, I was opening for Celtic bands called Seasons. And they were absolutely phenomenal.
Rad. That's
yeah, I was just, I was just nerding so hard because they had just like harps and like dulcimers everywhere, just so much Irish. I was just like, oh my god, this is amazing.
They sound so good.
I
went home and I was like looking up harps and things on YouTube. I'm like,
inspired.
I just want to hear.
Yeah, it was awesome. When I was the last act before they went on, so
dude.
I was like, sweet dude.
Wait, that's awesome. So they bumped you up the bill. Right, like to be like right before they play.
Yeah, because I'm not going to comment on the first two acts.
No, right on, man. Yeah. Right for the better. But yeah, no, I heard you absolutely killed it. Megan was like, she did so awesome. And then.
Thank you so much.
I was at work. Awesome. I was at work and she was texting me. She's like, dude, this Irish band is so great. Like,
my head just was like just exploding all the time. Yeah. They were so good. And I had a blast because I don't know. I stopped freaking out before it.
Yeah,
like right before I went on, I just stopped freaking out.
You seemed
out, so
a lot
like, right,
less
cool.
nervous this time than you were like at the Keswick coffee shop.
This is
you,
what
like,
I do.
You were like so
yeah.
much. Yeah.
I guess, like, I don't know. Like the day before, I'm like, I'm going to cancel it. Like, I'm not going to play. I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm moving to Florida. I can't do this.
Fleeing the state?
No good.
Fleeing the state.
Day. Fleeing the state to avoid playing a show.
I got to get out of here. I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Just goodbye. But, no, I had a really good time. I think I did really well. I had a lot of fun. I just kind of made, like, really bad jokes all the time. And
awesome.
People thought I was funny,
That's what it takes. That's what it takes, man.
I just took my shoes off. I was like, I'm going to be a dirty hippie. And I just took
nice.
My shoes off,
nice.
Put my necklace on the stage. And I just,
you just dropped it. You just...
I was like, I want that there. And it opened up, and somebody was like, oh, what's in it? I was like, brand new lyrics. What you going to do about it, pink shoes? Like, anyway, I had a lot of fun. It was great. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, no,
great.
Dude, you did it, man. I was just like, hey, talk to him. And he was like, okay,
no,
what's
you
your number?
The show, and I
and then,
would not have played it if you did not.
Hey,
get it
well,
me, so
hey, man,
much.
I'm just glad that you had a good time and that all turned out well,
I
man.
Did.
It was, mm-hmm. it was pretty sweet. And that you guys have a new
a
obsession with the harp. It's pretty.
Yeah, and
harp
pretty
is
rad.
My favorite
and
instrument.
And the, what is it, the hammered dulcimer?
Yeah.
I'm like.
What?
I like.
They
I
sound so pretty.
Didn't know what that was.
Hammered?
I will show you.
Sounds beautiful.
It's a dulcimer, except it's really drunk.
Yeah, that's what I got from it. I was like, what is a hammered dulcimer? Is that like an animal? Do they play like a drunk animal? I don't
they
know where
just,
I'm
what they
that.
Do is they put the dulcimer. It's like a fluffy little panda looking thing, but it has a lizard tail and they kick it. So it makes this weird noise and they do it like in time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is strange. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. That's some great improv right there. Did
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, let's get headed into some music here. It's Super Friends Fight Club with their song You Know the Way Out, and this is off of their album Better Off on My Own here on RadCast.
Broken pieces scattered on the floor. Didn't give up, but now they pick me up.
summer where you're calling, but no one's coming back. So glad your friends are getting gone. Just realize you're the one who pushed them so far away, far away. Now it's just you, the soul in your shadow. You're choking up, it's too real to swallow. Stop crying and just go home. Remember the time in Brookside to the path of the woods. You say you'd never leave me, even though I know you would. I should've known better, my gut never said it. My heart slipped to the curb, broke its ankle. It's getting the best of me. So all of your friends are dead and gone. You just realize you're the one who pushed them so far away, far away. Now it's just you, the soul in your shadow. You're choking up, it's too real to swallow. Stop crying and just go home. Just realize you're the one who pushed them so far away, far away. Now it's just you, the soul in your shadow. You're choking up, it's too real to swallow. Dry your eyes, or in red, and pack all your baggage, and just go home. And just go home.
That was the Super Friends Fight Club with their song You Know the Way Out off of their EP Better Off on My Own. And over the music break, we were just joined by our guest, The Strange Heat. Welcome to the studio, guys. Oh, I should probably have given one of you guys the microphone. Does somebody want to sit down in front of the mic? Or
go, be free.
James McCreevy.
Sit down. No. All right.
Yeah, so thanks for joining us here, though, guys. Seriously, this is awesome. Like, especially on short notice, man. Like, you know, I was so stoked when you guys were like, yeah, we're stopping by with the EP. I was like, yes, two guests in one day. This is awesome. This is so great. So how are you guys doing? Are you stoked for the show tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, we can't wait.
So what time does the show start?
The show starts at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is that doors or?
I think the doors open at 6:30, 6 o'clock.
That's usually what the TLA is.
Yeah. Awesome. And so I just confirmed with you guys again over the music break that you are indeed playing with the great Socio, so that I am not a liar for the
you
first time.
You are not
time
a liar. It's true.
God knows how many episodes, man. Because I'm always like, yeah, these people are playing with them. And then I get emails like from angry bands that are like, no, we're effing not, man. So is this your guys, I guess this isn't your first show.
That would be our first show? No, not at all. But it is our first show at the TLA as a band.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
we can't wait. What time are you guys going on? Are you going on around 7 or...
We're hoping to hit the stage around 8 o'clock.
Word. That is awesome. Yeah. It's very awesome. So give me a little bit of like background as far as like the writing process that went into this current EP that you guys just put together. Like, how long has it been in the works? Some of the maybe like the topics that are covered in the album and things like that.
Okay. This EP, I'm going to look at the list. It'll help.
Yeah, right.
I mean, some of the songs are new. Some of the songs are a little bit older. It's sort of just a combination of all the songs that we really enjoy playing and we wanted other people to hear.
Right.
This is our, you know, our first real attempt to capture what we do, and I think people will enjoy it.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. So how long, because I know that you guys, I guess, had like a bit of a lineup change. Was there a lineup change or was there like an addition to?
It was a lineup shift, yeah.
Right.
And James has been with us, I think he's been in the band a year now. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, dude, for an entire year?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man. I didn't even know that, man. Yeah. Like, you just stopped me in the hallway. You're like, hey, man, I'm in a new band. I'm like, yes! Yes! So, yeah, man. So, like, James, how's... do you guys want to swap? I wish we had more mics in here. I love the studio. Now, if we could just get, like, two or three more mics, man, we'll be golden. Absolutely golden. So, what's the difference, man? Like, how is it, like, playing in with this kind of style of music versus, like, you know, Path of Motion? Obviously, the genres are, like, you know, two different kind of beasts entirely.
Yeah, they are definitely different. Path of Motion, it was like, hardcore stuff like that. It was fun.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely dug that scene. But this, I definitely like this band better.
Yeah, so, right on, man. Yeah, dude.
I like the feel, you know, a lot of different grooves, a lot of different, you know, good feels and vibes and everything. Yeah.
Good vibes, man. Definitely, dude. And it's very cool, man, because I thought it was like such a departure. I mean, not in a bad way, obviously, but, you know, you like went from obviously the hardcore scene to now like this more like relaxed, chilled out vibe or whatever. And I you sent me the link to check out the band page or whatever, and I clicked on it. And as soon as I like saw that first video where you guys were just like, I think it was somebody's backyard.
Yeah, it was my backyard.
Yeah.
It was a nice fall day.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I just the whole video, man, I was like, dude, this is awesome. Have to get these guys in here, man. Like, totally digging it, dude. So what are you guys' future plans after this EP release show tomorrow? Are you guys going to try and do like a larger scale kind of local tour or?
Yeah, actually, we're playing the, I think it's called the Liberty Fest on South Street. It's the first annual one. They're going to shut down all of South Street. It's actually a week from tomorrow.
What?
So, yeah, the very next Saturday, we're playing that. We're on at 6 p.m. And funny enough, the Great Socio are on at 7. So
awesome. Look at that, man. That's great. Did you know them before this show coming up on Saturday? Or?
Yeah, we talked about trying to set something up for the two of us because we were both at a point where we wanted to release new music. And we had, you know, begun to play with them a decent amount over the summer and the fall. And, you know, things, you know, we click as a groups.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, that's awesome, dude. So I never knew, like, I had not, thank God again that you guys came in today because I had no idea about this South Street Festival, man. Like, what's that? How long is that? Is that like an all day kind of thing or is it more of the night?
To be totally honest with you, I just checked when we were going on, but I'm pretty sure it's all day.
Right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it starts at noon, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah. Okay, dude. That's awesome. So, like, do you know if Jim's is going to be still serving cheesesteaks or, like, are they shutting the businesses down and just kind of doing, like, a...
I hope that they're still serving cheesesteaks.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too, dude.
I don't know them.
Little concerned about the food, of course. That's the first thing I go to, man.
Cheesesteaks.
Yeah, right. That's awesome, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get into another song here, and then, like, when we come back, dive into a little bit of the album from you guys. Like, maybe we can go through and do, like, a couple, like, song sampling and stuff like that, and then just get, like, a track-by-track commentary thing, maybe.
Cool, that sounds great.
Fantastic. All right, well, this next song is from a band called Parachuting Apostles, and this is their song Common Criminal. We'll be right back. right, and that was Parachuting Apostles with their song Common Criminal. If you're just joining us, we are in studio with the Strange Heat.
Woo!
They have an EP release show going on tomorrow night at the TLA. Show starts at 7, doors open at 6:30, right? Fantastic. I know what I'm doing. Totally know what I'm doing. But show starts at 7, and that is, again, that's at the TLA, and they're going to be playing with The Great Socio. It's their EP release show tomorrow, The Strange Heat. And they are in studio with us right now. They just brought in their EP, and the artwork looks effing awesome,
very
man.
Very sweet.
So that I guess that'd be my first question, man. It's like, who did your guys' artwork? Was there, like, an assigned artist, or did, like, somebody in the band work on it, or...?
A friend of ours named Dan Wendell. He's a great graffiti artist, and we decided to talk to him about it, and he was very interested. So we set up a session in an abandoned building. Where is that near? It's like 31st and Girard, around that area.
Dude,
and
that's awesome.
he went to town. He did a great job. It was a lot bigger than I expected it to be. It was probably like 12 feet long. I don't know if the picture reflects that. It definitely looks big in the picture, but it took up a whole wall.
Wait, let me see that again. That's
Dude,
not like
we are gonna have to post a photo of this up on our Facebook. In fact, do you guys? Have
I
it
didn't realize
on
this
iTunes
was actually like.
At all, or?
Should be available on iTunes shortly, hopefully by tomorrow.
Dude, excellent, man. Yeah, because the art on the front of it is awesome, man. And that's kind of like the.
I thought this was like done like I just kind of like looked at it. I thought this was done on like a computer, Everybody and now that it. I look at it, it's definitely that's amazing. It's, no, the colors are really bright. It looks. Fantastic. Is this posted on your page on Facebook or anything, the cover?
It will be up there starting tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone look at it because it's nice. Pretty sick.
It's pretty rad if I do say so myself, man.
Which is
So how long have you... There you go. Brandon Dorsen. I love that. Now, whenever I say rad, like, I don't even mean it. I'm like, yeah, it's rad. And people are like, radcast?
Like, do people do that to me too, to all that. The time. It's hilarious. Yeah.
That's awesome. So how long have you guys been a band, like collectively?
As a group, we've been playing, I think, 2.5 years, and then with the current lineup, the new lineup, about a year.
About a year?
So,
That's awesome, man. So what are you guys' long-term plans for this? Is this like just kind of like a local like side project you guys are working on, or are you trying to like just take it?
We're trying to take it as far as it will go. We're planning a tour of the East Coast in the summer.
Awesome.
And, so yeah, that'll be a good time.
I may be that creepy guy, dude, that's just driving behind every show. Like, oh, hey guys, funny running into you here. Oh yeah, look where I am again.
Josh, wear
so
a wear a hockey mask while you're driving. So when they're looking at you from here, you're just like,
because I'll never get arrested doing that. Man, I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, there's been some strange guy with a hockey mask driving behind us this entire time. The car with no door handle. Did you guys see my car? Did I tell this story?
I parked next to your car.
They
I didn't
saw it.
I didn't look at it really.
Yeah,
I
don't. No, I advise everybody against looking at my car, dude. I was really excited. I was running out last weekend, I think, to go to a show or something like that. I forget where I was going. But anyway, I was running out to the car and I ran down and I grabbed the handle. I was like, yeah. And I went to open the door and the friggin' handle just came off of my hand. I'm like, yeah. And I'm looking at the handle in my hand and I'm like, what the F, man? How does this happen?
I have something that happened to me once. I was at a gas station, right? I was at the 7-Eleven.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Stop. Pause.
You were at
something
a gas station?
Something happened to you once.
Yes.
Insane. Okay, go ahead.
I know it's crazy. Anyway, I'm just like, you know, casually standing there, like pumping my gas, and the lady who's on the other side of the pump is, you know, doing the same thing, just, you know, filling up our cars, NBD. And the lady starts driving away, and I hear the entire thing start creaking. And I look, and she left the nozzle in her freaking...
Whoa!
Yeah, so I'm ready. She's driving away. The nozzle stretches, and I'm just looking at it, and it just all of a sudden shoots off. I duck. It missed my head by, like, an inch. I almost got beheaded by a freaking
by a
gas
pump. That's
and
some
there was
Final Destination
God.
Stuff.
Better
right there.
Yet, there was this girl waiting for me to leave the pump that I went to high school with. So I looked next to me, and there was this girl who I knew, and she was just like had this look on her face, like, did that just actually happen? Like everybody in the parking lot just stopped what they were doing, and I was like, are you okay? I'm like,
I don't know. I'm gonna drive away now.
It was really scary. Right. I thought some like Garden State stuff was gonna happen where it was just gonna rip and she was gonna drive home and then get out and see that it was still in there. But no, that doesn't happen because war.
Oh wait, she pulled the hose off and drove away with the hose hanging from her car.
It was weird. Like, no, it didn't rip off. It just I was making a movie reference. Have you seen Garden State?
I haven't. I'm sorry.
It's a good movie.
Totally over my head.
It's all right. There's a scene where he leaves the gas station and he rips the thing off and he's just driving. It's funny. But no, it stretched like a bungee cord, basically.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then as she, when she got far enough away, and like the nozzle's just this big metal thing, and then all of a sudden I just hear, and I just look and just see this thing hurtling towards me, and I'm just like, and then I just ducked, and then it just like hit like my window, and then just bounced off.
What?
It
didn't break my window. Yet another reason why senior citizens probably not be on the road, terrifying. Man. It's insane, dude. Like, yeah, she tried to take the gas pump home with her. That's ridiculous, man.
I'm just like, no, and I'm like trying to get her attention. I'm like, you left your. Sweetheart, she's just like driving away.
And then
away.
She tried to kill you with her gas pump. No,
she
I'm not listening to you.
Like, she just looked at me and was like, "Look at this. There was a, look at this hood rat."
Another reason why, you know, old people should not be driving or whatever is I forget how I know this person, but they were telling a story about how their grandmother actually got onto the highway on the opposite side, and she's driving. I think it was 422. She's going down 422, like eastbound, driving west. Right.
No.
So like all these other like and it was empty. I forget if it was like a holiday or something like that. Terrible details to the story. I don't remember half of them. But anyway, I do recall the fact that she was driving the opposite side of the highway, and she was eventually she came across some other cars, and she was angry at them that they were going the wrong way. There's 20 cars going one way. She's going the opposite direction.
How
she's like,
did she
look
not,
at these idiots?
How
like,
did she not die?
I don't, dude. It's like drunk drivers.
The same thing happened to me this weekend. I was with my friend who just got his driver's license, and he was turning onto Spring Garden. I'm like, John, you're on the wrong side of the road. He was like, crap. And there's like a little like island in the middle of the road. I'm like, just run over it. Just get on the right side. And it was just, oh my God. People who shouldn't be driving.
Yeah. I've got some stories from when I was in high school, but I can't, I don't think I can share them because they have to do with certain, well, never mind. Anyway, though. So anyway, we're taking a look at back to the strange heat. Dear God, how do we get off to like old people and driving and things like that, man? Like public service announcement. Don't let your grandmother drive. Back to the band. So what is the single off the album right now that you guys have? The EP, rather. I call them albums, EPs, and like use that interchangeably. But what's the like, do you guys have a specific single that you guys, do you have a seagull that you're promoting right now? Is there a seagull on this album that you guys are just really getting behind? Like, so the current single, clearly I have not had enough coffee. I've had too much coffee. Something is terribly wrong. But is there a current single that you guys are promoting more so than the others right now?
we did release Dance Tune, the first song on the EP, I think in February. And so we're going to release a new single soon, probably next week.
Dude, awesome. Well, speaking of Dance Tune, why don't we listen to Dance Tune and then dance? Yeah, absolutely. So this is Dance Tune from The Strange Heat here on Radcast.
Shining in my face.
two, one, blast off! No, just kidding. We are back in studio with The Strange Heat, and that was their song, Dance Tune. That is the first single off of their new EP, The Strange Heat. Self-titled EP, man. It is awesome.
That was wonderful.
I watched the video for it, and I immediately, like I was saying, man, James, you sent me the link to that. I checked it out, and I was like, dude, this is awesome. And, like, I had it up. I was watching the video, and then I was, like, over to my emails, doing my thing. And then when that, like, that time change comes through or whatever, we're like, or I don't know, not the time change, but where it, like, slows
tempo
down, man.
Change.
Yeah. There you go. Because you know what you're talking about. I try to pretend, man. I just memorize what other smart people
doing
say.
Good, doing
I try to pretend. Yeah, man, I think so. Except for my, like, the seagull?
Seagull?
What's the seagull? So you guys, your album, and oh dear God. yeah, man, as soon as that like tempo change came through, dude, I like, what? Like,
I was feeling a strange
flip back
heat.
To the video. Yeah. Whoa. Is that the, it's, there's
I have
a question.
To say it.
Is that, yeah, no, man, is like, what's the background on your guy's name? Is it anything remotely close to what Jenna just described right there?
It's
or?
Not.
I think it means lots of different things to lots of different people.
Good answer, man. That's awesome. all right. So we covered you guys' show coming up tomorrow, and then we've got the South Street Festival coming up 2 weeks from now? Is that?
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
So it's May.
No. It's next week.
It's next week. Oh, my God, dude. Really?
Yeah.
So it's a Saturday? Or?
Yep, a week from tomorrow.
Dude, yeah. Like I said,
I think
man,
that's the 4th.
The 4th.
May 4th.
Yeah. Oh. I knew that. I totally
the
knew that.
With you.
Yeah, like I said, man, like, dude, absolutely digging the tunes. I'm gonna be that guy that when you're like traveling up and down the East Coast or whatever, I'll be just driving behind you, like, oh, hey guys, you know, it's been really new here, man.
Get a text message like, this red light's really long. Just like, where did he come from?
Yeah, from behind them. Man, this traffic light's really long, guys. Huh? What are you listening
to? Just look
to
behind right? you and see Josh like hanging out his window, like waving, like, hey guys. Yeah.
Here I am again, man. So that's awesome. Like, who else have you guys shared the stage with so far? I know you guys just said, like, you just started talks with the Great Socio, and you're doing some things with them. Like, what about some other local artists that you guys have worked with in the past?
Well, we played with Black Stars about a year ago, and, you know, I've been hanging out with Nick and the Black Stars. I just saw their album release at World Cafe, I think it was April 24th.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, oh, my God, dude, that was this week.
No, it was a month ago.
Oh, it was a month ago. Wait.
Yeah, so that would make it March 24th.
Oh, it was. Okay, dude. Because okay. I do that all the time. I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, I said something to somebody the other day, man, about, like, something that, like, I was like, yeah, man, I saw them, like, last week in, like, May 2nd or whatever. And they're like, dude, that's next month. And I was like, yeah. I know. That's cool. I'm just time traveling. Whatever. yeah, man, so in the future, you guys, how do you like the Philly scene, man, as far as, like, playing in Philly? Yeah, Philly's fun, man. It is fun.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite venue that you like to play in Philly at all?
That's a great question. Maybe Terrence has some insight.
The Grape Room.
Yeah.
The Grape Room in Manayunk with Scooter Best.
Dude, you have the greatest radio voice, man. Can you just take over the show, man? That was awesome,
we're
going to
make a fan page just for your voice.
Don't test me.
Dude, that's
can
rad.
Can you narrate my life?
I do, right? Seriously, man. He woke up brushing his teeth. See, I can't even. I pale
she walked
in
slowly
comparison,
in the kitchen
dude.
Trying to decide between Cheerios and Special K.
Yeah, dude, seriously, man. That was awesome.
Then she played the Strange Heat EP, and everything was okay.
Oh my God,
that's
I'm
a soundbite, dude. That is totally a soundbite, man. Yeah, when we wrap this up, man, can I get you to do like a soundbite of like you're listening to Ratcast on?
Yes.
Dude, just one solitary
oh
yes,
my God.
Man. That's awesome. So, what do you guys do outside of the Strange Heat? Do you have any other like side like projects as far as like art goes? Like, does anybody? Do anything outside of the band, like musically, or
I play with another band called the Alley Cat. It's another band. We just had our CD release yesterday at the Blackley, so I'm fresh off another CD release.
Dude, that is awesome, man! So how was that show?
Cool. It was awesome. The Heavy Pets were there, and Spontaneous Underground with Jimmy Dunstan and the rest of his crew. But it was a really good night. Everything went great. We had over 200 people there. Sold a lot of merch. It was fun. A great time in Philly. A lot of good people came out, and we enjoyed ourselves.
Dude, excellent, man. That's awesome. Nice. So how do you manage then, like, these two large-scale projects, man? Because obviously there's a lot going on, man.
That's because that's all I do. I'm a full-time musician, and I'm a teacher. I'm an educator as well, but I do all my lessons privately now. But that's just what I do. You know, you chase your dream, and once your dream becomes a reality and it's your life, you know, things take care of themselves. So I've been really blessed to be around a lot of musicians who I now call my family as well.
Dude, that's absolutely true, man. And that's actually something that I've been discovering over the last year, and like just meeting a bunch of other people that are doing the same thing, where they're like, you know, yeah, I got like, you know, I'm pursuing music, or I'm pursuing teaching, or I'm pursuing like whatever have you, you know what I mean? It could be a million one different things and stuff. But like, it's very cool to just hear about, you know, those success stories, man, where people actually just go for what they're passionate about instead of like kind of falling into the mold of, yeah exactly. Yeah. So, Sophia, real quick, before we steamroll right over this, man, because we were talking about this like right before the break, you were telling me that you got to meet Kat Von D.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
Yeah, I did. Saturday last weekend,
yeah,
for her book signing down in Philly, that Barnes and Noble's downtown, and it was just amazing. I love her so much. Like, it was like great. I got all like flustered. I was so happy when it was like time to go up to her. I didn't know what to do. I was just smiling pretty much. I don't think I said anything. I wanted to say things, but I was like in shock or something. And so, yeah, I don't know.
Was she cool or was she like a jerk?
No, she was really nice. And I got a hug. I got a couple hugs actually from her.
What? So, there you go.
That's
yeah.
so cute.
And you didn't even say anything. You're just like, oh.
I'm just like, oh. My sister was like, you're great. I love you. And then I kind of just like agreed. I'm like, yeah.
Like nodding. Yeah, what she said. Like, yeah. My sister's a mute. Don't mind her. She doesn't talk much.
But yeah, I got the book and then she signed it. And she said I had pretty eyes, so I was like, yay.
Oh my God.
Nice.
And I got a couple pictures with her and like my sister and my dad. And then
your dad was there? That's awesome.
Yeah. Cause he like loves her too. I went up to get me and my sister went up to get wristbands to see her, and then I'm like, can I get a third one? And they're like, sure. And I gave it to my dad. He's like, I didn't get a wristband. I was like, I got you one. And so it was good.
That's so funny. I wanted to go so bad because people told me I looked like her all the time. So I just wanted to like get a pic. I ended up at a house show. Stupid. Anyway, I'm glad you had fun. You seemed really excited. It's amazing.
It's pretty rad. That is pretty rad. So there's another question for you guys, man. Like, as far as like fan base goes, have you ever had like, you know, obviously aside from me being like a self-proclaimed like stalker, you know, have you ever had anybody like approach you guys at the show and like just really, you know, digging what you're doing? Obviously, like a lot of people are digging what you're doing, but have you ever had like a couple fans that are just like diehards that keep coming out to shows? And have you guys seen any of those guys yet, or at least like met them like personally?
Yes, we do. We have quite a few people who still come out to shows, you know, to this day. We actually got a couple people who've been to probably every show. And, you know, I don't really like to consider them fans. You know, they're my friends. You know, they're my friends that have come to check out their friend, you know, play a show. So I consider all my fans, you know, friends, you know, which is kind of a weird thing to say. But, you know, they enjoy our music and they enjoy the message we have to deliver. So, you know, I consider them a friend.
Yeah, that's awesome, and that's cool. Definitely, like, you know, it's more. It gives more of like a, we're just kind of hanging out, having a good time. You know what I mean? You're just kind of performing for your friends and stuff, rather than just being like, you know, you're selling something directly to people. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Dude, that voice, man. That's enough to
that's
make me.
That's a soundbite.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly. That's enough to make me quit radio. I'm like, dude, I can never, ever get to that level, dude. I've got like a knockoff Kevin Smith voice at best, dude. Like, no, dude.
Don't say that.
So you guys are, oh man, we're at the 4:55 mark, man. We don't ever have enough time. This is tragic.
I know.
So you guys, EP release show tomorrow night at the TLA. Mm-hmm. Show starts at 7. You guys are going on somewhere in the ballpark of 8. You're playing with the Great Socio. Tickets are
$12.
That's awesome. I gotta get like cue cards, man. Like $12. That's awesome. So tickets are $12. Get down there early. Get in. Have a good time. Buy an EP. Are you guys gonna have like a lot of EPs to pick up there at the show?
Yes, we will.
Dude, excellent. Do you guys? And are there plans for T-shirts or anything of that nature in the upcoming future?
Yes, merchandise is always a work in progress.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, definitely. So, but for tomorrow, the EPs are going to be there, man, the physical release.
The EP, stickers, and posters.
Oh, my God,
you
dude.
You got posters?
Nice. Of the artwork.
Heck yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be there. I'm totally going to be there. And again, we got to put a photo up of that artwork because it's absolutely phenomenal, man. That's big shout out to your friend who did that, man. That's
that was Dan Wendell.
Dan Wendell, man. That is
Dan Wendell.
Dan Wendell.
Dan Wendell?
Dan Wendell?
Did Dan you Wendell. Say
Dan Wendell?
Dan Wendell.
Wendell Dan? All right, well, that's the guy who did the artwork for the Strange Heat, man. So definitely, I hope he gets, like, blown up on Facebook now. Like, people are like, Dan Wendell! Like,
Dan Wendell, Irmaker!
If you didn't get it the first time, that's Dan Wendell. All right, well, thank you guys, the Strange Heat, for coming by, man. This is awesome.
Can I give a shout-out?
Yo, absolutely, yeah.
Shout-out to Markel Foy and Olivia Flacco. Those are our other band members.
I love Olivia.
Nice. We love her too.
She's so cute. I just want to put her on top of a cupcake and look at her all the time. Aww. She's so cute.
She's going to, where's she going tonight? Prom? She has a prom or something.
No, senior dinner.
Senior dinner. Shout out to senior dinner at PW.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Terrence Gaines. I play drums. Olivia sings. Markel Foy plays trumpet, keyboards, and he does some scratch and some turntable work. And
I'm Andrew Warren, and I sing and play guitar.
I'm James McCreevy, and I play the bass.
Yeah!
I sing as well. I forgot to say that.
Dude, my God, man. That's the other thing that I could just note on and, like, compliment you on, dude, is the fact that you sing and play drums at the same time, dude. Like,
it's not easy.
It's
not easy.
Oh, my God,
and when we added a drum machine to my earphones this weekend, that's not easy. Drum machine, drumming, and singing.
Dude, I have enough trouble, as you can see clearly, standing here and talking.
Seagulls,
man. Yeah, exactly. Somehow seagulls make it into the picture. My brain's like, seagulls, there's too much going on. It's terrible, man.
Can I suggest you should also totally start a spoken word project?
Oh, that's cool.
You totally should.
Seriously, that would be awesome.
For real.
That would be awesome.
The soothing sounds of...
See?
Yes. Winning.
Right here.
Dude. I think we could just wrap right there. That's good for the rest of the day, man. We don't need any more, dude. All right, well, I wanted to get into one more song from you guys. This is called The Breakdown, and this is from The Strange Heat off of their self-titled EP that just released. Get it on iTunes tomorrow. Is it going to be like somewhere? Yeah, iTunes tomorrow or the physical release. You can pick it up at their show tomorrow at the TLA with the great Socia. They're playing today. Dan Wendell. All right, guys. Okay, they're all breakdowns.
I let my heart beat to the face of the drum tonight. I fought the world and the world won. Got my mind in my pocket and your heart in my hand. So I let my eyes roll to the back of my head. Just another I'm
get out of this town. Just another breakdown.
Thank you. Oh, Hey, what's up, everybody? We are here at another Radcast studio session. I'm Josh.
I'm Jen.
And we are here with the Song Dogs.
His dreams, sitting by the creek side. There's a time when a boy becomes a man, starts wondering the reasons why. There's a time when I knew I'd follow the sunset, move west across the prairie. And the city called, and I answered a prayer, started wondering the reasons why. I keep telling myself, oh, telling myself, oh, telling myself, oh.
Blown away, man. That sounded so good. In fact, in the middle of that song, My sound engineer was literally was like, why don't you not talk a lot this time and just let them play as much as possible? If you could, that'd be great, man. That was absolutely fantastic. So for those of you at home that are just joining us, we are in studio right now with the Song Dogs. Thank you guys so much for coming by.
Absolutely.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Dude, so where did this song, or not the song, rather, the band name Song Dogs originate from?
Well, Song Dogs, the band name, came from back when I was in college. I was just like sitting around in my apartment, and at the time I had this idea for this project, and I was calling it Factory Girl because of the Rolling Stones song. And
right.
It didn't really stick, and it didn't really sit too well with me. And one night I was sitting around, and I wrote this song called Song Dogs, which is actually on our record. And the whole American Indian mythology behind the trickster coyote really resonated with me. I was like, that's the whole idea of what this album and this band, I hope, will be about. And so I was like, let me just call the band Song Dogs.
Right, man. Yeah, dude. And it's definitely unique, man. It's fantastic. And you guys obviously have a very unique sound all on your own. How long did it take for you guys to kind of form? Did you all know each other initially, or did you kind of slowly kind of meet up over like a course of a couple of years, months?
Well, we all, for a time, Mike, Ryan, and I worked at South Philly High School. And I remember one time there was like a talent show coming up, and there was kind of like a faculty staff, you know, act for the show. And I just happened to play bass, and they played guitars, and we got a couple other people. We had, you know, a security guard and a guy who like ran the custodial staff, and we put on a really good show, and we were like, hey, this was great, let's do this some more.
Right.
And then we, you know, so Ryan, Mike, and I have been playing together what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
And then our current band is maybe about 2 years now.
Yeah.
This current full lineup.
That is awesome, man. So how long was, I guess, has it been 2 years that you guys have been working on this album that you just released? Or
so it's a great question. So we met Dan about 2 years ago, and Maria about 4 or 5 years ago. We did release an EP in 2011, but the album that you have, Wild Country, we started fundraising for and working with we had a wonderful opportunity to work with Bill Moriarty. That's produced albums for Man Man, Lotus, Dr. Dog, Toy Soldiers, and a lot of other great bands that we really like.
Yeah, man.
So we started fundraising for that around June of 2012, and we spent all summer in the studio, and finally we have the product before us. We got it at wearesongdogs.com.
Yeah, man. And the website looks gorgeous, by the way, man. I don't know. Did you guys do like did you use one of the templates from like a Wix type of site, or did you go through like a private?
Dan's got a real good friend who's all about website design, and he kind of guided us through all the necessary steps to do what we had always dreamed of doing, which is having a site that was like functional and looked good.
So. Right. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Yeah. As soon as you get there, the aesthetic appeal, man, is just like that photo of you guys, like all sitting there, like on the road. Where is that, by the way?
That is on Lover's Leap in Wissahickon, yeah. Which I don't know if anybody's ever been to, but
they just got huge bridges out there.
Yeah, it's giant ones. Said that Edgar Allan Poe would walk up there from his home on Spring Garden Street and go kind of like contemplate the valley. So we decided to take our photos up there as well.
That is rad, man. That is the greatest background story to a photo, I think, man. Well, as my sound engineer has requested, man, I don't want to kill too much time with my voice. So can we get you guys to play another song or two, perhaps?
Sure. This is a song that is not on our album, but will hopefully be on upcoming albums. We're also going to be doing a Hotbox video recording session of this song coming up. And it's called You Are My Rock. You might notice some ocean and shore imagery as a guy. I actually grew up in Lansdale, so this is kind of a bit of a homecoming for me.
Oh, dude, excellent, man. Yeah.
I mean, you know, North Penn High School grad, all that good stuff. So, yeah, I always went down to the shore, and that's kind of what I wanted to evoke here. It's got a couple layers. Thank you.
Dude, that sounds awesome. Sick. My God. I don't ever want it to stop. So, dude, you guys are so tight musically, man. Like, obviously, like, very just, like, you play off each other really well. Super professional, man. How long have you guys been playing together, like, just playing out? Like, not practice, but actually doing shows and stuff?
Yeah, well, we've been playing out as Song Dolls for 4 years, really. Different kind of variations. But we've been playing as our unit for 2 years, and we've been fortunate enough to be asked to a lot of great gigs.
Right.
Actually, we're getting to play in the South Street Spring Festival on Saturday, May 4th, next week. So we'll be down at Dobbs.
We just interviewed said they were playing that, which is pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Yes, actually, Leos.
What? I'm sorry. Oh, you yes, are? Exactly. Yes. I was going to ask yeah, you. Yeah, yeah. Actually, my friend Leos, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. We actually had gotten to meet them at World Cafe, and they're great, and they won the contest
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
we were in. So we're going to be playing with them at Dobbs on South Street on May 4th. And actually, we're going to be putting out a video coming up soon. And also, we're playing at Milk Boy Center City on Thursday, May 30th. So
nice.
Some really nice gigs coming up.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, we're fortunate to have a lot of good gigs.
Are you guys lining up to do like a summer tour at all, or?
Of sorts. I don't know. I mean, we'll be hitting some places. We're always around. What do you think?
Yeah, we're eyeing up a couple different places. We got some connections down in Jackson, Mississippi, and Memphis. Oh. So those are possibilities.
Nice, man. Yeah. Excellent.
But we're always around Philly in the area. So.
You know, but to be honest, it's tough out there. You know, there's a lot of people who are making music. There are a lot of people who got websites. A lot of people got Facebook pages.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
So to be honest, you'd be surprised how far a Facebook like goes.
Yes.
You know, because yeah, that's just true. It. You know, if we want to go and tour places, the more Facebook likes we got, the better promotion we get. Because,
right.
You know, if you're a promoter and you run a club, you're going to take a look at that and go, well, this band's got a lot of people who like them. You know, and it's just an easy way for them to get a feel for, like, how popular you are.
Absolutely, man. And that's actually something we've discovered on our end and, with other bands that we've talked to and things like that, which is, you know, even though Facebook is kind of – I've met people that are like, I'm starting to stray away from Facebook. That likes number is so crucial, man, in so many ways.
And we had no idea until, you know, we tried to book some shows around and we didn't get responses because we didn't have enough Facebook. We were too fresh.
Did they – did they literally say, like, I'm sorry we can't book you because you guys don't have enough Facebook
likes? That would have been so bad.
That would have been a terrible...
It's never that direct. It's usually just the cold shoulder, you know.
Right, right. Did they just... Are you like, is it Facebook? And they just nod at you and then...
Well, we don't even get to see them face... We don't even get the nod.
Oh, but, man, you know, right.
But we're hoping that as things keep going and we keep doing, you know, gigs like this and keep putting it out there that it'll just keep happening.
Dude, absolutely, man. Well, you've officially, I'm sure, gained quite a few likes just off of today, and just with the people that were in the building. The music director or the communications director who sits right next door, Matt Porter, he was walking out as we were coming down here to do the studio session. And he was like, "They sound great, man." And I was like, "Great!" That's awesome. So they're like, you know, are they like everything's like plugged in and ready to go? And he's like, "It sounds like it," you know, like so.
They were born ready.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, "They were born ready," and that was like a couple people in the lobby just sitting around. They're like, "Who is that? Where is that sound coming from, man?" So, yeah, it's very cool, man.
Cool.
It's also really cool that your guys' style is like, you know, a departure from more of like, you know, I guess the like hardcore and punk and like those other kind of genres that have like really saturated the market as of late. That's like one of the initial things that drew me to you guys. Did you ever once upon a time dabble in any of those genres, or has it always been kind of?
I mean, growing up in Lansdale, that's like the scene.
Yeah.
The scene is like the hardcore punk scene. And maybe you get a ska band that came through and that'd be cool. And, you know, you go to like the Moose Lodge or like the Legion of Honor or Legion of America, or I forget what it's called. Just call it the Legion Hall. And that's what you would be able to see. Those were like the shows. And I don't know, man. I did it for a bit and then it just wasn't up my alley. This is far more what I like to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely loved like, I don't know, what you like call the post-core bands that came out like in the 2000s, like Christensen and Recover. And that type of stuff, like crazy about that stuff.
Right.
I mean, it was always just rock and roll, you know?
Exactly.
It was just like Neil Young, guys who get the amps, turn them up to 11, and have a good time.
Exactly,
like,
man.
It all is the same thing. And I mean, so that's kind of what I love about us, is we just like to have a good time.
Dude, absolutely, man. Do you guys have any like side projects outside of like maybe not even necessarily music, but like do you guys do any other kind of like artistic?
Oh, I thought you were talking about side bands, and I was like, nobody better say yes.
No. I play in two other bands. I play in a band called Route 611, which is an R&B band, and I play in a band called Sylvia Platypus, which is like a 60s throwback.
That's
revival.
The greatest name I've ever heard in my
that's
life.
That's next to Song Dogs, yeah, of course. Next to yeah.
Yeah. But I think we all have our hands in like a lot of different projects, and it keeps people fresh and like loving the music, and you bring your influences in the things that you read and the things that you paint or draw, or you know, the things that you do in life, you bring them all to music, and so that's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly, man. I had a question, and then I totally lost it.
And just to say, Mariama is a dancer as well. She doesn't have a mic in front of her, but she does dance workshops, actually.
There we go.
I dance called the Five Rhythms, and it's meditation and dance. But so I've been doing that for a couple of years now, and playing with these guys. So I'm usually in a groove when I'm playing. My eyes are closed, and I'm like riding the wave. So
you're right, yeah. We've seen that here today. That's awesome. Like you guys,
how it should be.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And you guys, I mean, like, we have this kind of like ongoing joke, like whenever we have a musician come in here or whatever, we're like, you know, there's a title fight for the most interesting people in the world, you know what I mean? And I definitely think you guys are like number one right now.
You're
I don't know
there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like, right. You guys, like, even on the side, man, like your side lives outside of the bands are like awesome. So, well, if you know, I'm gonna step away from blowing smoke, but do you guys want to play another song?
Yeah. To Buffalo Crossroads.
Okay.
I need a mic. Can I use this?
Oh, wait. Yeah, do you want to use this one then?
She needs to drum and sing at the same time.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're going to...
Yeah, grab a stand.
Yeah, we're going to work on getting a stand real quick.
Okay, we can do it. We can start.
Sharing is caring. Don't apologize ever.
All right, we're going to get started while they get her a mic, so... Just keep it moving.
On the fly here at Radcast.
No! I was waiting for the lightning. You brought the rain. This city life's got me so turned around. I ain't the same.
Said that like each and every time, and that was what, like an improv, like kind of, we were like running to get the stand and everything, and like you guys just started playing. That worked out perfectly, man. That was awesome. So as far as
yeah,
oh, that was
we really
great.
Appreciate you having us out here too, because we've listened to some of the Radcasts.
Thank
and
you.
They're awesome too.
Oh, dude, thank
so
you, man.
It's also a beautiful day here at Montgomery County Community College.
Yeah, seriously, that always
looks like
gorgeous
Narnia
campus,
outside, except not snowing. It actually doesn't look like Narnia at all. So I don't know why I said that.
You gave us a room with a window, which we really appreciate too. But yeah, thanks for having us down. We love playing, and we got a lot of exciting stuff coming up this summer and generally. So wearesongdogs.com.
Yeah, dude, I'm totally stoked. Do you guys have T-shirts on the? Oh wait, yeah,
we
you're
got
wearing t-shirts. A T-shirt.
Oh. Yes, we do. We have T-shirts and
Ryan is actually
and all
wearing
kind of
a
stuff.
T-shirt. For those of you out in Radioland.
Yeah, right.
Yes, wearing a shirt this time.
So as far as show stories go, because this is like my number one question I always ask, is like. The craziest
thing. Let me tell you one, because I think I see where you're going here, Josh.
Awesome.
Well, I think it was a pretty funny thing that happened. We went to play in Harrisburg recently for a music conference. So we went out there. We were invited to come out for a music conference. And Sam and I were hanging out in the room, you know, after the show. Mariama has a young daughter, so she was back taking care of her. But we were hanging out in the hotel room, you know, drinking a couple beers, as band guys do.
Right.
After the show, and Dan and Mike calling me, and they're like, "Dude, where are you guys?" Mike's like, "We're at your room, man. Where are you at?" And
like,
Sam and I were like, "What are you talking about? What do you mean? What room are you at?" And he's like, "I'm at your room, 116. I'm right outside. I'm at your room." And we look outside. It's just this creepy, dark,
like,
cold night. There's no one out there.
It's like a highway out.
There's no one. There's no one outside the room. There's no one outside. He's like, "I'm at 116. I've been knocking. I got all the amps and everything." It's like 2:30 in the morning. He's at the wrong hotel.
Oh,
yeah.
God,
man.
Dude.
He was at a different Red Roof Inn in a different part of Harrisburg, knocking on somebody's door with like all these guitars about 2:30 in the morning.
Did anyone walk out?
And
like,
then
what
was,
do you want?
And then he was on his cell phone. They probably would have heard him in the room being like, "I'm right outside your room, 116. Yeah, I'm there. I'm right outside, 116. So,
that's
yeah, so
those people, awesome, man.
Those people probably got their money back, though, funny. So I appreciated it, too.
Did anybody come to the door, or?
No, they wouldn't dare.
Yeah, I was going to say,
no
yeah,
way.
Probably
yeah,
not.
I'd be scared,
like,
too.
Got a pretty strong knock.
Yeah.
Gosh. Who's that guy with those Laney amps out there? Oh, my God. No, it's,
well, I thought I got
some
lost.
Good times.
See, you guys should have told me this story.
Yeah,
I got lost
bad.
Coming here, and I end up in Bus County.
Oh, no.
See, that's a good story
yeah,
that I just
bad.
Heard. I feel better story. Now.
Right.
Yes.
So, Bucks County, I don't even know. Is Bucks County, that's like...
Bucks County.
It's like in New
there,
Jersey
like
somewhere.
Two, it's like almost
like Virginia or something like that.
I was like, you know what? I'm somewhere that I. Bucks County.
Right, yeah.
Canada or something.
I was. Yeah. I felt like I was in Canada.
Niagara Falls. What? Yeah. No. I must have taken the wrong turn.
I discovered some places, though. So if you ask me about Bucks County, I'll tell you. Oh, yeah. Buddy.
There's some things down there. So did you guys, do you have any plans to put out like a vinyl at any point in time? Or?
Oh man, we'd love to put out a vinyl. There's like, that is definitely a dream of mine. I'm a big vinyl guy.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, like you can buy an album for $1 at a flea market and it's awesome.
Right.
You know, like I bought the band's first album, you know, House on Big Pink, and I got it for like $3.
Dude.
And you just like can't find it anywhere and it's pristine. And for...
for us to come through my stereo on a vinyl would just be an absolute dream of mine. It is somewhat cost prohibitive, however.
Yeah, that's, I have heard that, man. I don't know exactly, like, is it even just for, like, is there a way to just get, like, one pressed, or do you have to go through? Dave laughs, so I'm assuming that's a no.
I mean, the thing is that, like, if correct me if I'm wrong, to make one of them, you have to, like, cut the mold. Yeah. Essentially.
Right,
you
right.
Cut the mold, and then, so once you have the mold, you can make as many as you want, but it's the mold cutting that costs so much.
That process,
so
right.
So just to make one would be like, well, you just made one where you just spent, you know, $800 cutting this mold.
Seems legit. Seems like a good idea. So speaking of vinyls, did you guys do anything for a record store day? Was there any kind of performances, or did you guys just go out and pick up any vinyls for yourself? Or?
Yeah, well... we're right in the Maniunk section of Philadelphia, Maniunk Roxborough. So they got Main Street Music down there, which is an awesome music store.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they had Billy Bragg in. So Ryan was down there, like, scoping it out.
It was a zoo. So many people down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dude.
Some great acts. Shark Tape was playing as well that day, and a band from New Orleans. It was great.
I wound up going, like, fly fishing because I couldn't go anyplace. So I just went out on the creek and just fishing.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's good to hear, though, that, like, there has been this resurgence as far as interest goes for, like, vinyl and all that stuff. It's really cool to see the record stores are finally kind of, you know, back in the mainstream a little bit.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to one of my favorite record stores in West Philly. It's called The Marvelous. Yeah. My buddy Dave works there, and he's the man.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Well, I've just seen the clock, and unfortunately it is 5:58. So, are you able to close this out with one more song?
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Do you want to do Hard Case or you want to do... Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I'll talk to you guys about that, like, after this song. But for you guys listening at home, thank you so much for tuning into Radcast. This has been a great, awesome day. We've had the strange heat in for the first portion of our show, and now we are closing out with Song Dogs. Go to wearesongdogs.com, and then their Bandcamp as well. Is it songdogs.bandcamp or bandcamp.
You can get that on the website.
Yeah, wearesongdogs.com.
Oh, okay, yeah. So just hit that for all of your Song Dog needs. They got awesome t-shirts, great music, and they obviously are awesome. So go catch them at a show very soon. Thank you for joining us for Radcast. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Through this bottle, drowning on the edge of this bar stool. And I think I see the bottom. Everything is kind of fuzzy, like this band's blues. Cause they're playing Robert Johnson with a big muff pine heavy bass screws. And it don't help my forgetting, cause Robbie Johnson always played some for band. Like a cool dude. But everybody here knows me. They know I'm just an old fool. And they're playing Robert Johnson with a big muff pine heavy bass screws. And it don't help my forgetting, cause Robbie Johnson always played some for bad. Bottle in your hand.